G'day, is this you, Rob?
This is me. How are you doing?
Pretty good, Rob. Yourself?
I'm fantastic. Where are you right now?
I'm sitting at home in southwest Victoria at the edge of the world. Our next stop, Antarctica. It's autumn. We're just at the change of season and summer's just leaving us and it's starting to cool down. So, and probably that's starting to happen for you guys up there too, although you're still technically in cyclone season, aren't you?
Yeah, we are. Yeah. But we love it. Yeah, we love it up here. Can you believe it's been 40 years since Spirit of Place came out doing the national tour? Does it feel like 40?
Some days it feels like 100, and other days it feels like it was about 5 minutes ago. Yeah, it's interesting. It's a bit like raising kids, you know. Some days it feels like it goes on forever, and then they grow up and go, and you go, that went quickly.
How good's your memory?
Well, you know, on certain things, really good.
Well, when this
lyrics,
album,
I'm great.
This album came out, what, November? September, November, or something like that, 1982, right?
That's right.
Yeah, and I remember I lived around the corner from our Mackay Theatre Royal, which is now no longer. That's where all the bands used to come and play. I'm not sure if you remember the Theatre Royal at that time of the 40 years ago.
Yeah, I do.
You do? So this is the first I remember seeing you guys on stage when you were doing this show. I reckon it was 1983.
That's correct, yeah. That would have been March, April, 83. And we did, because we did the Pilbeam Theatre in Rockhampton, and we're going back there 40 years later. There's lots of venues around the country, in Tassie, all over the country, that we're going back to 40 years later, which is kind of fascinating, you know, to relive an experience that far down the track. But sadly, your theatre's gone, yeah?
Yeah, but we've got the big one. You're playing the Mech, which is even bigger, Friday, July 1. Can you think about 1982, big albums that year, Ice House, Primitive Man, we had Moving Pictures come through, Men at Work, Business as Usual, Aussie Crawl, Sons of Beaches. Why do you think Spirit of Play still resonates as a great album all these years later?
You know, I think... Look, Goanna were a great band. We're a great live band, and it was a great album. And maybe it took me a long time to realise just how good a record that was, how well made it was. There's a lot of reasons for that. I mean, we're a great live band. We were well seasoned by the time we got that commercial success. I think the subject matter has sunk in deeper over the years. Those things like solid rock, and it just has not gone away. It's resonated very deeply in the soul of the country, and the issues that it raised about Aboriginal people's rights and the justice issues, they have only grown, I think, more important and more significant with the passage of time. Let the Franklin Flow, which I thought at the time was just a song on a very topical matter that would just come and go, actually embedded as a really important song that marks the beginning of the environmental movement in this country. And of course, now we stand, those issues were important and urgent back then, but now they're absolutely critical, and we stand on a precipice, you know, with environmental issues, with climate change, that the damage that we've done, and if we don't pay attention urgently, we're going to consign our children and grandchildren to a living hell on earth, and that's just not good enough. So there's lots of reasons why Goanna should be back out there again, and Rattler in the Cage, to, you know, remind us of that youthful enthusiasm we had 40 years ago, and to reawaken that spirit and to go, I'm as angry now as I was then, and we need to rattle the cage and, make our politicians pay attention. And we can dance to it at the same time.
You know what? You're saying that. You mean, you're great mates with Peter and all the boys from Midnight Oil. You're touring with them as well. They're wrapping things up. Is this the last time we get to see you guys on stage as a full band?
I don't know. It's quite possible. It's not like there's any plans to keep going. I mean, I think there's a time where you've got to exit gracefully and leave it to younger people to take the stage, you know. If we can do anything... You know, if we can do anything to encourage young people to to keep up the good fight, to fight the good fight. These things are worth fighting for. What's the song say? Let the Franklin flow. Has to be something worth fighting for. What's happening in the Ukraine? You know, not good enough in the 21st century, like that some despot is blowing up the cities. That could be any of our cities here. Imagine it.
Yep.
It's just wrong in the 21st century. Wars are so passe. You know, these things should be resolved with dialogue and not with, you know, weapons. The same with, you know, the young Indigenous fellow who was just killed out at Yuendumu.
Oh, yeah.
You know, like, we shouldn't have weapons like that on remote communities. All these things should be about relationship. This should not be happening. Aboriginal people are still the most incarcerated people on earth. That's not good enough. You know, we've come a long way. We've got a long way to go. And climate change, you know, like I said, our children, our grandchildren deserve better. They deserve our very best efforts. And we should be doing a lot better as a nation, as a world. And we can. It requires good leadership. And I think we're ready for it.
I don't think we've got great leadership. And I'll quote some words from Midnight Oil's new album, Resist. You've probably heard it already. The first line, "Who let the box of idiots open?" And I think
it's a bit like that, yeah.
Yeah, you know, it's like
my uncle used to say, "There's a fool born every day, and only one dying every year." And there's some truth in that. I mean, you know, like, and that's really about, you know, governing for the people. You know, in many ways, I'm delighted by the rise of the independents. I think the opportunity, how our federation formed all those years ago, was that you elected someone from your electorate to go and represent your region in the federal parliament. And we've all become hostage now to party politics, and it hasn't served democracy well in Australia or across the world. So I think getting back to the independence and reshaking the whole federal parliamentary system up, you know, with people who just go and represent us, we the people, is really important.
40 years of Spirit of Place. Are you going to play the whole album? Or are you going to play my favourites? I hope you play Scenes, and I really hope you play Children of the Southern Land.
Absolutely. They're all on there. We've been doing them already with Midnight Oil in Geelong and then at WOMAD in our own right. So, we're playing pretty much the whole album, and there's a bit of room to sneak in a few others, like from the Oceania album,
nice.
Like Common Ground, and to sneak in maybe a song or two from the third album that Goanna did, the lesser known record called Spirit Returns that we did in 1998.
Nice.
So if you want to go online, go to goannaband.com and check that out too. There's lots of stuff on the website. It's a bit of a digital museum there. And there's a live album that was released last year that all the proceeds go to supporting the Australian Road Crew Association, so
yes,
to help old roadies who are struggling. And that. So there's lots of great stuff there on the website if anyone wants to follow that up. And, we're just trying to do our bit to be good citizens and to keep you dancing as well.
When you play Children of the Southern Land, at about 1 minute and 10 seconds in, can you just skip? Because when I was playing it back on my record, that was a scratch. And every time I listen back to it, it was always that, you know, that one time you hear it, it's a scratch, it jumps.
That's your memory now. That's an embedded memory for you.
Every time. What happened last year? You were meant to be up here for Ellie Beach Festival of Music, but then COVID came in, hey?
Yeah, COVID. And look, I tried to get to South Australia to travel up with John and the lads,
yep,
but I couldn't get into South Australia and I couldn't get into Queensland out of Victoria. So I was locked down in Victoria, sadly. We tried every which way to get there, but there was just no way around it, unfortunately. So that was a bit of a heartbreak and having to sit at home, knowing that was all going on.
Does that mean the Butto's getting you up for later this year, November this year? Are you letting any cats out of the bag? No?
Don't know the answer to that at this stage, but I'd love to get back up to Ellie Beach. Yeah, great festival.
What's Shane Howard doing in 2022, other than pushing the beautiful word?
Travelling with Goanna, of course, doing that. And I'm finishing, I'm just putting the finishing touches on a memoir, a book I've been working on for about 10 years when I had time. And So it's just a memoir of you know, life from, you know, actually, yeah, of life. And it's interesting because of who I met along the way on my journey. It's interesting because of the journey that Solid Rock and Goanna took me into Aboriginal Australia. There's some amazing people I met along the way. And I went to Ireland toured America and through Europe, met great people. Yeah, toured with Jackson Browne, Bob Dylan, Bonnie Raitt, lots of amazing, interesting people, and worked with Billy Payne from Little Feat on that second Goanna record. Kieran Tollis from the Dingoes, working with Kieran in New York and down in Tucson in Arizona. It's been an interesting journey, I guess, Rob, and so I'd love to share some of those stories with anyone who wants to hear them.
Well, we can't wait to see you up here. It's been such a long time. Shane Howard, Namek, Friday, July 1, 40 years of Spirit of Place. I'll be bringing my record along, and I cannot wait to hear this in concert. It's going to be fantastic. Great to talk to you, Shane.
Thanks, Rob. Great talking to you too. See you, Mackay.